Media. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. Good Tuesday morning. Let's take a quick look at what's been happening in the overnight cash trade for commodities. The national average basis for corn was unchanged at 38 cents under the December futures contract, and the DTN National Corn Index was 2 cents higher. Cash price at $3.31 on average across the nation. The national average basis for soybeans, a penny stronger at 57 under the January. The DTN Soybean Index, 10 cents lower at $9.69 a bushel, and the national average basis for soft red winter wheat. And that was a penny stronger at 14 cents under the December contract. In a moment, we'll take a look at the agricultural weather forecast with Drew Lerner at World Weather Incorporated. Of course, he's in Kansas City.
Support for agricultural weather on WILL comes from Busey. With over 145 years of agribusiness experience, Busey offers solutions, resources, and expertise to support local landowners. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Now let's check to make sure that Drew Lerner is with us this morning. Good morning to you, Drew. How are you today? It appears Drew is not with us at that point. At this point, that's not a big deal. We'll catch up with him momentarily. He should show up. He's busy there in Kansas City working the weather and checking on the details of the winter storm that will be making its way across the Midwest and much of the plains this week. We will have much, much lower temperatures. More on that from Drew in just a moment. Futures in Chicago are now trading down 3 cents in the December contract for the corn at $3.66 and a quarter. The March there down three at 3.79, and May futures 3.5 lower. December of next year 3.5 lower at $4.11 and a half. Better give you the July corn too. That's down 3.5 cents at $3.94 and three quarters. November beans today at $10.32, up 4.5 cents. January futures at $10.29 and a quarter, 3.5 higher in the March at $10.33, up 2 and three quarters. May soybeans at $10.37, 2.5 higher. November at $10.10, down 0.5 cent. Bean meal futures $3.10 higher at $384. Bean oil up 19 cents at $32.55. Live cattle futures are down 45 cents at $166.67 and a half. Feeder cattle at $238.85, down 17.5 cents, and lean hogs for the day at $89.32 and a half cents. And they are trading 22 and a half cents lower on the afternoon. Let's check again and see whether Drew Lerner has managed to join us just yet. That may or may not be the case. Good morning to you, Drew.
I am here.
Oh, excellent. How are you today?
I'm doing okay. It's pretty cold out there in a lot of spots today. In fact, the coldest morning of the season for many areas out there in the plains, and it's going to get colder. In fact, we're seeing freezes all the way down into West Texas this morning. In the next couple of nights, we'll be in the teens and 20s out there. But back here in the Midwest, we're going to see our share of cold as well. It'll take a little while for it to work its way into the area. We've got some negative and positive single-digit readings occurring way out in the Northwest Plains. Most of that extreme cold will stay away from the heart of the Midwest. But we'll see our share of teens and 20s for lows. As we move towards the end of the week and into the weekend, we will see our first surge of cold come across the region here today, and most of that is going to result in temperatures that will drop down into mostly 20s and 30s for afternoon highs in the western Corn Belt. The eastern Corn Belt will still be quite balmy today, temperatures in the 50s, maybe even coming up over 60 degrees in some areas in Ohio. The cold front goes right through the heart of the Midwest this morning, southerly breezes, temperatures in the 50s in Indiana and parts of Michigan at this hour, but it's only in the 30s across western Illinois, and quite a bit of northwesterly wind blowing across the western belt. We have a little bit of rain and snow showers occurring in quite a few locations. As we go through the rest of the day today, we will see the cold air mass work its way through the remainder of the region, and the majority of us will see at least a risk of some shower activity from eastern Illinois into Ohio and Michigan. Most of the precipitation that occurs will be light. I don't think there'll be anybody that gets more than a couple tenths of an inch of moisture from this, and many areas will only see trace amounts to a few hundredths of an inch. But there will be a few flakes of snow in the air, and those will most likely occur from parts of northern Illinois and eastern Iowa into Michigan. As the colder air settles into the region, we'll have more dry air across the region, so the harvest is not likely to be seriously disrupted by this particular round of cold. The reinforcing shot of cold starts to work its way through the Midwest over this weekend, and when that takes place, we'll likely see some light snowfall again. This time we may see a dusting up to an inch. Maybe a couple of counties out there may end up with a couple of inches of snow. The majority of that will likely come out of Iowa and work its way across Illinois and all the way over to Ohio and Michigan. So quite a bit of the Midwest will see a little bit of snowfall before we're all done here. And then as we get into Sunday morning and Monday morning, that's when our coldest temperatures will likely settle into the region. Sometime around midweek next week, we'll actually start a bit of a warming trend, and we'll start working our way out of this deep, cold hole that we're in at the moment. But really, the best news is that most of us in the Midwest are not going to be plagued by any major snow event like that which occurred in the upper parts of the Midwest. Areas from South Dakota to northwestern Wisconsin ended up with 6 to 12 inches of snow on the ground this morning, with local totals upwards of about 16.5 inches. That's a horrible way to start off the winter season, if we want to call it that. The outlook in South America today continues to be favorable for most of Brazil and Argentina. We will watch real closely in Argentina for a rain event that is probably going to show up about a week from now. If that rain event occurs as advertised, it'll be very well-timed. There's going to be some concern, though, about drying in Argentina for a little while. There's already some production areas in the northwest that are really quite dry and do need to see a significant amount of rain. For Brazil, though, it looks like timeliness and precipitation for most of the country. The south will be drying out over the next week, but they've been so wet for quite a while this season that a little bit of drying is going to turn out to be quite a benefit for some of those southern crops. So the bottom line is that there's nothing to be too concerned about for South America for a while. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Our thanks, of course, go to Drew Lerner. He's at World Weather in Kansas City. Joined us here on the opening market report from Illinois Public Media.
Support comes from AgriGold, celebrating their 12th year as a major corporate underwriter of Illinois Public Media's ag programming and e-newsletter. AgriGold's support allows their customers and growers everywhere to receive quality ag information at no charge. More information on AgriGold is at AgriGold.com.
It is a Tuesday morning. Let's check now what's been happening in Chicago at the CME Group with Pete Manhart. He's from Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. Good morning to you, Pete.
Good morning.
Overnight trade probably looked at what happened in the crop production or progress reports, that is, production report yesterday, too, and the WASDE numbers, and then reconsidered what was happening in the weather in the northwest, I suspect. Tell me about what happened and what your expectations are for the rest of the day.
Well, we have corn down 3 and beans up 4. Beans were up 8 at one time. Corn was up a couple at one time, so we have been mixed back and forth. Beans were also at one time down 4, so we've been down 4 to up 8. I expect us to continue to be sideways. I think yesterday's report should show us that the lows are in and that we're going to grind back and forth, and go from here forwards. And given whatever the news is, of bean usage is really good, corn usage on exports isn't. I think that's part of it today, after yesterday's surprise that they did not tighten bean supplies, and they actually tightened corn supplies.
So as you move forward, producers probably have mostly finished up their harvest, at least in our part of the world, shut the bin doors. Should they leave them shut?
Well, if you can replace what you have in the bin for less than what storage costs you, I would very seriously consider it, and a lot of times you can do that.
All right, and then as you look at other items around the commodity trading, particular crude oil, that one has been down as low as $77. I haven't looked today to see where it sets, but it's been having an impact, at least on ethanol futures, I would think.
Right, 76.42 is the low today. We're 60 above that 70, down 25 only, but the Saudis and OPEC are continuing to push more out, trying to keep hold of their percentage of what they sell for the world, and they're lowering prices to do it. That lowers costs of all kinds of things, which lowers prices of corn, and that can be a big effect.
Hey, thank you so much for taking the time with us. We do appreciate it.
Have a great one.
You too. Pete Manhart is with Bates Commodities out of Normal, Illinois. Joins us here on Illinois Public Media. This is WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9, HD3 Urbana. Find us online at will.illinois.edu or at willag.org. By the way, while you're at willag.org, take time to purchase your tickets for our first annual Farm Assets Conference. That's a little less than 2 weeks away now, the Monday before Thanksgiving. Ticket price is just $25. It's a really good deal. Or you can call this number, 800-898-1065. All the details are on our website at willag.org. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason, back in just about 50 minutes with another update of the commodity markets from the CME Group.
Good morning. The U.S. general in command in Afghanistan says a formal combat role ends this year, but U.S. combat casualties will not. We'll question General John Campbell on Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. George W. Bush has been thinking of his dad. In this hour, he talks with David Green about his political family and what happens if Jeb Bush should run in 2016. This week, a spacecraft sends a probe to land on a comet, and we'll peer into the near future of that mission. We also have some insight on the past. A study of century-old information finds evidence that welfare worked. It's Tuesday, November 11, Veterans Day in the U.S. Canada and other British Commonwealth nations call it Remembrance Day, marking the end of World War I. The news is next.